Previously on the Backside of Water.
Wait, hold on. So you thought that adding an extra cherry to my Dole Whip float would make it easier to stomach the news that you're leaving the podcast?
Uh-huh. I was flying out to California to talk to people. I didn't know if I was going to stay in Austin. I didn't know what was going on. It made it so that, I wasn't able to really put the focus into the podcast and put my heart into it. Sometimes people around you know things more than you know. But I realized I needed to give myself space to figure that out, which is exactly why I had to call Al and give him the news that I was starting a new chapter in my life, which is the most millennial cliche I can think of.
I think for some, this may seem like it came out of nowhere, but really, during
it seemed like
our,
that to me.
There were little hints. It's almost like when a car's transmission is about to go out. For a good few months or even a couple of years before that transmission finally goes out, things slip here and there, and you hear a rattle, mm-hmm. and you hear a little bit of an inconsistency. And I think that I speak for every one of our listeners when I say that you're going to be incredibly missed.
Walt Disney once said that we keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. I'd also like to say that I personally have had a lot of fun.
This is the real Backside of Water, the backside of tears.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh man, it's been unforgettable. Well, Al, are you coming?
Go ahead and head out of the park without me, Harry. I think I need some time to myself. Just to be here in the park and, like I said, kind of regroup.
You sure?
I'm sure, Harry. Enjoy your walk down Main Street.
Sounds good. Well, I'll be seeing you, pal. Au revoir.
Bye, Harry. Oh, man. I just need a place to drown my sorrows. Oh, the Red Rose Tavern. I heard that place had some epic Beauty and the Beast theming. You know, what better way to get my mind off of being bummed out like this than to distract myself with some imaginary goodness?
Hi, what can I get for you?
I'll take a churro pop, please.
Excuse me?
A churro pop. You take a churro, put it in a cup, fill the cup with Coca-Cola, and voila, a churro pop.
That sounds disgusting, but okay.
Thanks, it's been a long day.
And here you are, one churro pop.
Oh, thanks.
Have a magical day.
Ah, now let the drowning of my sorrows commence.
Al Stewart?
Annie Rugit?
I thought that was you. And once I got closer and saw you were drinking a churro pop, I knew it was you. How have you been?
Wow. I've been great.
Al, be honest. The only time you drink churro pops is when something is wrong.
Okay. Well, you know how Harrison and I have been hosting the Backside of Water podcast together?
The podcast about the rich history, awesome stories, and fascinating details behind Disney attractions?
That's the one. Well, after all these years, Harry has actually left the show.
Oh, that's awful. Sorry to hear that. Al, how are you feeling about it? Not so good, huh?
Not so good at all. I have no idea what I'm going to do. But enough about me and my sorrows. How have you been? And what are you doing here at the park? What are you doing here in California? Last time I heard, you were living up in New York.
I've been great. As you probably remember, after finishing my first children's book, I decided to move from California out to New York to get a little change of pace, see the world from a new artistic perspective, get some inspiration.
And how did that go?
It was so much fun. But honestly, after a while, I found myself really missing California. So I decided to move back.
That's amazing. But again, what are you doing here at the park?
Since moving back to California, I kind of have been on a journey of rediscovering the roots of Andrea Ruggit. I thought a visit to Disneyland would be a great place to start. I have so many friends here that I have loved connecting with again. It's been great.
I can't believe that it's been so long since we worked together here. It's crazy because I always forget that we met while working together on the Jungle Cruise.
I know.
It seems like just yesterday that my jungle boat was filled with the sounds of roaring laughter, awestruck oohs, wondrous awes, gasps of children's delight, all finished off with the quake of thunderous applause.
Al, I mostly remember your boats pulling up to the dock being quietly bewildered.
Annie, I like to think that silence was the silence of charmed admiration.
Actually, I specifically remember a guest coming up to me and telling me he was quietly bewildered by what happened on your boat.
Okay, so as you know, some people just don't understand true art. So anyway, you came to the park to catch up with some of our old fellow cast members?
Mostly. I also came because there is just something magical and iconic about this place.
Annie, I didn't know you were such a Disney fan.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the kind of fan that would wear a grumpy fanny pack or an oversized Piglet sweatshirt or anything. Like I said, there is something magical and iconic about Disneyland itself. When you walk through the lands, you can't help but feel like there's something special going on here. Something magical. I guess you could say that walking through Disneyland by yourself forces you to look at the park with different eyes. I've been noticing things I never noticed before. I've been wondering about things I never wondered about before.
This place really is inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Honestly, I totally see why you and Harrison love this place as much as you do. I don't claim to know nearly as much about Walt Disney and the creation of this place as you guys do, but every time I'm here, it makes me want to learn more and more about the creative vision that made Disneyland into a reality. Not to mention, this is the only place that has Mickey Mouse-shaped cream cheese-filled pretzels that are made in the ovens of heaven itself.
Annie, that's the solution!
I know! Those pretzels are great! They helped me when I was feeling down in the dumps.
No, not that. Of course they're delicious, I completely agree. But I'm talking about what I'm going to do with the podcast.
What do you mean, Al?
Annie, how would you like to join me on my journey to continue to tell the story of Disneyland?
That sounds amazing! I'm definitely not a wealth of Disney knowledge like you and Harry, but I would love to learn more about what makes this place so special as we explore the remaining attractions together.
Exactly! I think that your fresh eyes and eagerness to learn about the park would totally bring a new life and perspective to the show. So what do you say?
Well, I say let's do it.
Woohoo! Annie, this is going to be awesome. I cannot wait to explore this park with you.
Likewise. This is going to be so exciting. I just have one question. When do we start?
Well, how about right now? Let's head off to Peter Pan.
I think I speak for everyone when I say I look forward to the zany adventures our two hosts will find themselves in as they continue their journey to the happiest place on Earth. Join us next time on the Backside of Water as we explore the rich history, awesome stories, and fascinating details behind your favorite Disney attractions.